AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Areas in the southeastern U.S. are bracing for Tropical Storm Debbie, which is expected to bring prolonged downpours and flooding throughout the day Tuesday. Record-setting rain from the storm, which slammed into Florida on Monday, has killed at least five people and caused flash flooding. Airline passenger Lucinda Hokensen says her Monday night flight leaving Tampa International Airport kept changing.
We were originally on a 7 o'clock flight, and then they changed it to 1 o'clock, and then they canceled the 1 o'clock, and so now we're back on the 7 o'clock.
The audio courtesy of WFTS-TV. A fast-moving California wildfire has torched a hillside community and forced evacuations. San Bernardino County fire officials say the Edge Hill fire is holding at about 54 acres. It's 25% contained. Investigators are trying to determine how it started. Vice President Kamala Harris is now the Democratic presidential nominee.
Following 5 days of online balloting by the Democratic National Convention delegates that ended Monday night, Vice President Kamala Harris has become the party's presidential nominee. The DNC issued a statement saying that 99% of the delegates who had cast ballots voted for Harris, and it says it will formally certify the vote before holding a celebratory roll call at the party's convention later this month in Chicago. Just as soon as President Joe Biden abruptly ended his candidacy, Harris and her team worked quickly to secure backing from the 1,976 party delegates needed to clinch the nomination. An Associated Press survey of delegates nationwide shows Harris locked down the necessary commitment in just 32 hours after Biden's announcement. Donna Warder, Washington.
Japan's benchmark Nikkei index closed more than 10% higher on Tuesday, a day after it set markets tumbling in Europe and on Wall Street. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles D. Ledesma reports on an Israeli army raid that has resulted in a loss of life.
At least five Palestinians have been killed and around seven wounded by Israeli fire during military raids in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Health Ministry says four people, including two 19-year-olds and a 14-year-old, were killed in an overnight raid in the village of Aqaba in the northern West Bank, adding an 18-year-old was killed in a separate raid in Jenin, a frequent flashpoint where the Islamic Jihad militant group reported heavy fighting with the army. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli military. World leaders are trying to stop tensions in the Middle East from boiling over into a regional war after the killings of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas's top political leader in Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.